aboard, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is, well, Sunday, March 6th, 2022. Wow. We're going to be at 2023 really quick, and 2030, just, oh, man, what's that going to look like? You know, I was thinking about opening the show with a different song, so, well, let me just, entertain me. Hey, Sam, why don't you hit it? You know, that song, it kind of, man, it meant a lot to me, the Star Spangled Banner, and old Jimmy there, right? You know, old Jimmy there played that song in 1969, and everybody went, whoa, that's Jimmy. Okay, go ahead and cut it. Mr. Sam, let that go. See, that was like a release valve in 1969, right? Took the country that once was great, or at least was perceived great, and said, whoa, dude, take a look at this. And Jimmy played it really well on a guitar. Love that song. Anyways, today it's not that simple. So, once again, Sam, here's today's national anthem, folks.
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end.
Oh, no.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
That's enough, guys.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end.
How do I turn you off?
Yes, it goes on and on.
Okay.
Now, what do you think? Is that better for a national anthem? It just keeps going on and on and on. It's all nonsense, folks. All nonsense. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yeah, Steve, that last one sounded like the Chipmunks on a bad acid trip.
That's Lamb Chop. And, yeah, she died, by the way. I think that was, they say that, what's it, the Obamas killed her for talking about Michelle being, yeah, whatever. That's all conspiracy theory nonsense. Or maybe it's true. Who knows? Seems like those conspiracy theories come real pretty quick. So, let's talk about what's going on here today for the show. We're going to close the phone lines down. Don't want to do that. Not right now. Alan and I have about a half hour, and we're going to bring on a special guest. And then we're going to talk about stuff, and maybe at some point in that second hour or whatever he says, we're going to keep him, you know, a secret. He's like our secret little guest over there, right? You know, but anyways, this week was really frustrating, Alan, and I heard you got sick. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that. Actually, I do want to talk about that, but maybe not right now. This week frustrated the heck out of me. In that Lamb Chop video, the song that never ends was my key to sanity, right? If something, because you can sing it at any time when this stupid stuff comes up. One of my customers pulled up a Lamb Chop doll, and she goes, do you know who this is? I said, oh, crap, it's the song that never ends. That's great. She says, how do you know that? You're not old. Okay, whatever. But this week, the Echo Chamber started doing a, well, I guess it's a revised COVID blast on everybody. This time it was the Ukraine slash Russia, we're going to die. And yeah, I get it. We're 2 weeks into it. But it's really been screwing with my ability to listen to the radio. And for that, I'm really pissed off, right? And I, it's almost like they're training me not to listen to the radio, because everybody wants to tell me what's going on with Ukraine and what everybody wants to tell me what's going on with Russia. And they all know the truth, and they all know something that I don't know. And it's like, well, and we're not talking about the real problem, Alan. You know, we're not talking about, well, what is the state of Ukraine? How did the state of Ukraine get there? There's not documentaries running on anybody. You know, you can do the research on your own to understand what is a Ukraine, but they're heroes to this world. Okay. I'll give it to you. What do you think? Are the Ukrainians heroes? Go home.
Well, seeing as how Ukraine is a country in Europe, and there's another country in Europe called Russia, and it's bigger than Ukraine, and they came in and they were being a bully to Ukraine. I don't know, Steve. You know, I actually watched the SOTU, and probably it was against the advice of my brain, but I went through it, and I believe that my brain received a near-lethal dose of political Ipecac, and I believe my brain...
Did you make it through the whole thing?
All Tuesday night and most of Wednesday, I could feel my brain convulsing and puking up there, which probably depleted my natural immunity, which is more than likely the reason I got sick, and we will go into that some other time, maybe. But, yes, it's frustrating, it's sickening, it's revolting, it's disgusting to see that people still accept this. I mean, if that was not the biggest stage play, what do they call it, Hollywood for ugly people? I mean, it was a production. It was ridiculous, yes. It was. My brain is still kind of puking over it. It's a near-lethal dose. I call it political Ipecac. Yeah.
Political. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And even to top it off, we saw a little kick in the pants this week. Gas went up 20 cents or so a gallon everywhere, it seems. It seems like it just went chink-chink. But we've been watching the dance, too. Well, here it's going to be $4 a gallon gas. Other places it's going to be whatever you guys are doing. But remember when this latest administration, is that what we're supposed to call them? the cabal? Oh, you know, whoever the hell this is running this show. When they took office, it was at $2.79. And I don't want to tag everything to the price of gas, but it is pretty important, right, to see how they're taking over the world and getting rid of your cars. The thought of $8 a gallon gasoline 2 weeks ago would have been unheard of before the Ukraine war. You'd be all, what? How are they going to do that? Now that pathway is well and clear, right? So you ready for it, $8 a gallon? No, it's going to be 10, right? It's going to be 10. It's going to be $9.49, $9.99, right? And here in Texas, Sid Miller is going to say, and I bless you for paying all that money. And they don't fight.
That'll almost make me, Steve, have to stop doing, you know, the little bit of work. I basically help out a guy because he needs the help. When he needs me, he calls me. That's basically almost going to stop me because I won't be able to afford to go to work.
I've had this discussion with multiple clients, right? You know, I'm going like, you know what's going on with that? And they're like, what do you think I should do? Right? What are you going to do? You can't find workers as is, right? How is that going to, you know, I don't know. What should I do? You know, should I charge you more? How much is more? Well, a $10 service fee. Okay, what if it's $10 a gallon? You know, $10 a gallon? Well, maybe a $20 service fee, $50 service fee, right? And it just keeps scrolling down. And then people just go, well, I'm just not going to. All until it goes down, cars sit idle, and they tell everybody to go to electric cars, which are not what's the word I want to use? Sensible. You know, the battery packs go out several times during the life of the automobile, but I don't know that the amount of time the auto is going to live is even anything, right? You know, I see 54 Chevys driving around town, 60 series cars driving around town, 70s, 80s, 90s. How many Chevy Volts are out there? You know? Hmm? What's the oldest Prius that you see?
You're trying to tell us, Steve, that sustainable energy is not sustainable?
It's not sustainable, yeah. But they knew that. They knew that, right? And the solution to the fact that this... Yeah, you know, batteries have been around for a long time, right? And, you know, back in the day of your first automobile, they battled. You know, what's the fuel source going to be for this new transport, right? It's a horseless carriage. And they had battery-powered carriages. But what won was gasoline, because gasoline, you could just drive someplace, buy some gas, and pour it into your tank, and you're gone. The batteries, you had to find a place with power and then recharge your unit and then go. So now we have to think about traveling and vacationing and going to work differently. You have to buy your car, which is really, I don't know, is it yours if it's always constantly phoning home to the corporate office saying, Steve's at Steve's house and Steve is... going to be driving in the state of Steve's batteries, right? Oh my God, I don't want anybody in my car like that. I don't like people snooping on me.
Of course, you own your car,
right?
Steve. You have a certificate of title, don't you?
Yeah, the loyal title. Yeah, I get it. The state owns your car, and that's another story altogether. You should get it out. Hisadvocacy.org. You can do that. And maybe, you know, but I don't know. I really don't know. And it's like, that's a course that we go down, but we are facing this. It's an imminent threat, right? It's the song that never ends. It's Agenda 20, right? And so, or Agenda 21, I'm sorry, got that one. I just started to get just way too wound up. And that's the way my week started, Alan. You know, it was this a huge frustration about all this nonsense on Monday. And then I ended up calling Farron up, right, because I wanted to say, ha, 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 to somebody. And you weren't home. You were out, you know, helping fix stuff, right, at the place. But, and then I
remodeling a house built in 1904,
I like some of those older houses. You could see some wonderfulness and some real stupid architecture. You know, it's a combination.
Generally, a hell of a challenge.
You know, yeah. You know, good materials, good wood, a little bit of cheating here and there. You know, and I guess cheating isn't. I mean,
there's nothing on 16-inch centers or 24-inch centers. It was built to live in. It wasn't built to be under code and be a showpiece. It was basically built to live in. So yeah, there's nothing the same dimensions. You got to use your brain when you do remodels with stuff like that. It's not like building new stuff.
Yeah, folks, we live in a rural area. I guess you can call it that. You know, it's really weird. It's kind of like a hybrid car. Yeah, and we have
a California playground.
That's an authority. A California playground. And the city is filled with beautiful people. Well, not really. Beautiful restaurants. All the tourists come in, and they've gained a lot of weight in the last few years. So it used to be you could go down Main Street and look and watch all the beautiful people. Now there's waddlers. So stay in our nation, right? But they still come. And they go to these little restaurants, and the city has rules on, you know, to change your house around nowadays. You know, you have to go in front, at least if you're in the historical zone, you have to go in front of them and say, oh, historical zone, may I please put in a wider door? And they go, no, you cannot put in a wider door. Why not, you hysterical one? Because it's not hysterical. Dun, dun. And that's the battle you get. And you have to figure out how to put in a wider
well, you
door.
Know, Steve, you know, Steve, but, if you know the right people, you can pay an indulgence and get that approved.
I know, there's always a back door, right? Fascinating. Then we got
and speaking of back doors,
around. Go ahead, take me off course. No, that's fine.
Well, you know, talking about me being so jaded. Yes, Farron, I might be the king of jadedness. And to just show you how jaded it is, your topic that was most popular from your show the week before yesterday, I have a few questions. I should have called and asked you on air, but I didn't know if your show, if you wanted it on your show. But are these concerning the kinetic anal warfare that's being waged against us? Are these new anal condoms, are these like 8-ply steel-belted radials? Do they have a mileage guarantee on them with them that comes along with them? Can you get like a road hazard protection warranty for, you know, when you're out there driving the Hershey highways across the planet? I'm sure that it can, you know, be hazardous at times. I was just wondering if there was like a road hazard warranty or anything like that on it. Are there different tread patterns? I mean, do you have like a highway pattern? Do you have like, you know, an off-road pattern? Are there like, you know, studded, you know, treads for, you know, those icy conditions?
Alan,
you know, if they go flat, can they be reinflated with what, Viagra? I mean, I've got a lot of questions on that. You know?
Steel belted, steel assist. The real questions you should be asking yourself is what certifications do they actually have besides the FDA approved?
I bet they didn't have any problem getting volunteer test subjects, you know, for that project.
And that's
they probably had to have security companies beating people away.
Security companies should have beat them away. But yeah, so there you go. And then, so, you know, it's not surprising, actually, Darren, that you got so many emails about that. I was taken back by the absurdity of that, you know, really. You know, but it is Idiocracy. That's where we're at. You know, it's if you remember the early part of the movie, the scientists spent their time working on this, prolonging erections. And sorry, folks, for going this way on a Sunday morning, but, you know, I'll blame Alan, who will blame me. I don't care.
And it's because, Steve, I have talked to people. Like, I talked with a young man. I actually like this young man. You know, he was going to the attorney school and everything, was a friend of my young cousin here. He actually interned for a senator in D.C., and we had a conversation. We were sitting around talking, and he leans it, and it came up to, you know, pedophilia and all this stuff and, you know, the perversion, and he just kind of leans across to me and kind of says, you know, real low, he says, Alan, he said, you wouldn't believe how many homosexuals there are in D.C. And I looked right back at him, and I said, unfortunately, young man, you probably would be freaked out to understand how many of those homosexuals are pedophiles and et cetera, bestiality and all those other freaking perversions that go on. This is our power structure at this point in time, folks. It really is. You know, just out of the blue, I was told you wouldn't believe how many homosexuals there are in D.C. It just because he was there, and he's not a homo.
All right. Yeah, it's a damn shame. What the hell happened? Republic of Texas Radio. Well, be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas, Radio, that's it. Oh, man, short segment coming up. We got a special guest at the bottom of the hour, so hang in there. I'm not going to let you, know until he shows up. He's going to show up. I just want him to, it's that suspense thing that the radio people do. We keep them, hanging. You'll like it. So, what else is there to talk about besides the FDA? I don't want to talk about that. The whole COVID thing went gone bye-bye. I'm watching the most insane thing at this point, Alan, as people walk into a Walmart, and maybe I told you about this the other week. It's still happening, by the way. They walk into Walmart, and they've got the grease station where people put their hands underneath the ejector, okay, and it squirts out onto their hands, and they rub it on themselves, and then they go digging through the mask bucket, and they go, well, this mask good? No, I like this mask, and they're all touching all the free government masks, and you're going, man, are you guys nuts? And then there's the ones that are running around in cloth diapers. They got a cloth diaper over their face. A lot of them have become attached to their cloth diaper. And, it's like they've never changed it. Oh, Lord, I don't know if they ever, have 2, 6. How many of them, Oh, look, I love having the Texas flag over my snout.
Steve, before we do hit the end of the hour, I do have something. Once again, folks, a personal experiment that I have carried out, something that appears to be very effective against viral infection, which I just this last week done an experiment with. Ivermectin works.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, it's a horse dewormer as well as many other things. you know,
I do have an urge to, there's a bale of hay out here that kind of looking kind of tasty, and I have an urge to get oats, maybe a little sweet pea. But other than that, I'm feeling very well compared to what I felt Thursday. I can tell you that.
It's fascinating. Is it anecdotal? Is it true? I don't know. When you told me that you were sick.
I can't ascribe it to anything but that, Steve. I mean, I tried up until that point. I tried freaking every. I tried Eye of Newt and the Hair of Frog and all the other stuff, and it couldn't really tell the difference. I was about ready to put a bullet in my brain to relieve the pressure or get a trepanning or something. Sinus pressure was just so freaking terrible. And I did one little dab. Woke up the next morning about 95% better.
That's definitely fascinating. I this war against ivermectin and the earlier war against hydroxychloroquine was really fascinating, because on the front side you have steady mixtures, if for lack of a better term, pharmaceuticals, if you want to go down that way, and they were well hated, right? The ivermectin has come through as a real surprising one. And still frowned upon, right? The usual killing protocols of the hospitals. And by the way, I just found out today that we lost old Ralphie boy. Ralph Winterow died last week, and he died in a hospital, and they marked him up as COVID-19, and he was 80 years old. So, yeah. That sucks.
You did hear that, because I had not heard that they actually listed him as dying of COVID.
Well, that's what I just got informed of. But, of course, what does that mean? That's a good question.
We understand that, but I hadn't heard that official yet.
What's official, right? Where the hell do you get the official? You know, you're not going to get a breakdown of old Ralphie's body. He'd been with the station since the early 2000s. 2000, I think it's 2004, 2000, yeah, somewhere in there, right, old Ralphie. You know, he had great music. I used to like it when he would tell me what time it was and how many hours of darkness that they have, or how many hours of light. Can you imagine having 4 hours of light? You know, he's like, oh, okay, and the rest of the time is like dusk or sunset. Alaska's a strange place. You know, I remember he used to be from Texas at one point. He was an Austinite, right? Or did I get that wrong, Alan? I believe
he was, yeah.
Yeah. Sam says he lived down here for a while. But anyways, the world is a, well, smaller place without Ralphie.
Did I also hear we lost Charlotte Iserbeet? Did I hear that she'd passed also?
Man, I can't confirm that. Maybe
that somewhere.
Maybe we'll get a confirmation from. Dang, she died too. Oh, that's a month ago.
Wow! I had not even heard that. That should have been big news.
The worst thing is all these stars, heroes. I don't know. I call them stars and heroes. Kind of seems weird, right? All these people that I find are relevant to the world. The world doesn't find them relevant. They should, but they won't. But you're here. Hang on. You can listen to the surprise guest at the Wells returning of the show, Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, got him here. He's our special guest. And guess what? Dun, dun, dun. It's Darren Weeks, Covering America. Welcome to the show, Darren. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. I just want to warn everybody off the top here that we're having one heck of a windstorm here in southern Michigan right now.
Really?
So hopefully we don't lose power.
Wow. You guys expecting
if
some...
so, I can call the network and have them connect me by landline here. So it's not wouldn't be the end of the world. It just wouldn't sound as good.
Yeah, it's kind of weird broadcasting from, you know, your rig set up at home compared to, you know, you do broadcasting for a living. You that's kind of like what you set your path for, right? In life, you wanted to be a broadcaster. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a funny story because originally I was going to be an evangelist, and realized that I needed to do something to work my way through Bible college. And so what I did was I decided to go to broadcast school because I figured if I was going to go into the ministry, I could work my way through Bible college by working at in radio and television. And it would add the extra dimension of being able to use that in ministry as well once I got to Bible college. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the Bible college. I woke up to the New World Order. And
oops,
that kind of what it was is I went to work at an NBC affiliate in Lansing, WILX, and they, you know, I worked overnights in master control. And I found a satellite guide laying around in the control room, and I started flipping through these satellite channels because I noticed that if you change the, you know, on the old C-band satellite, if you change the audio channels, you could find other radio stations there. And one of them was Republic Radio International. And that was John Stattmiller's original network. And so I started listening to some of the stuff, and I had always kind of realized, you know, that, you know, Rush Limbaugh wasn't giving us the real story. You know, he would talk America up, and the problems I was seeing in society weren't really meshing with his positive message of the future for America. And so I once I discovered Republic Radio International, I started realizing that here is the information that I hadn't been getting from the media. And so I literally, back, that was pre-internet days. I mean, I didn't have internet anyway. I mean, internet was probably around, but it was in its infancy. I didn't have a computer. So what I did is I started bringing VHS tapes into work with me, and I would record, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day of Republic Broadcasting Network on slow VHS mode, and I would go home and listen to it on the TV, on the VCR at home, and that's how I started to get my notification. And later on, I started to get I was on fax networks and stuff like that, and so we kind of started spreading information around that way. But it's been a process, you know, and the different technological revolutions that have taken place. And now here we are in the 21st century, and everything has evolved to the point where there are streams everywhere. There are massive amounts of people with information. And what's amazing about it is the genie's been let out of the bottle now, and we have a bunch of technocrats that are trying to stuff it back in. You know, they've ignored us for so many years, and now they have to deal with us because the information is killing them, literally killing them. They can't handle the fact that we are exposing them at every turn. And of course, there's a lot of quackery and you know, there is a lot of misinformation on the internet. But the kind of stuff that they're worried about, they're not worried about QAnon type information. They're not worried about you know, the insane stuff that people come out with. What they're really worried about is the fact that we can document and we can put out information that they don't have an answer for. And we're seeing that with the latest thing.
You know, Darren, if I might, unfortunately, even with all that information available, and you can print it out, and you can hand it and put it in someone's face, they're confident that they've created a society of people that, for the most part, don't want to know that there's anything bad going on. They want their creamy little lives of comfort.
Sure.
And complacency. It's sickening to watch, Darren.
Yeah, they can't. The trouble is now, people are not able to ignore what's happening. I kind of gauge a lot of what's happening in society on my own wife, because watching her metamorphosis take place with all of this is happening in society right now. I mean, I remember it was just two or three years ago. You know, I remember talking to her very specifically, and we were used to get into arguments over this stuff, over the information, the New World Order stuff, because I would try to talk to her about current events. I'm like, we got to prepare for this. These are issues that they matter to you, you know, and she'd get all upset with me about it. And she would say, look, I can't be you. I don't know why I'm getting some kind of a short here. She'd say, I'm not you. I can't do what you do. You worry about this stuff all the time. And that's not me. You know, I've got a life to lead. I've got things, you know, I got parents to take care of. I got, you know, work, whatever, you know. And then Black Lives Matter happened, and they were burning cities down everywhere. And she would spend hours a day, I mean, watching video after video after video of these riots taking place and all of this stuff going on. And I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean, this kind of stuff that she was watching, I'm like, I don't know how you're, you know, that's a little too much for me. I can't sit there and watch all that stuff. I'd watch a few things, but I wouldn't watch, you know, spend the kind of time that she was watching. But that was her jolt. That was
she actually realized that they weren't peaceful protests.
Yeah,
because they were You know, I mean, in the background, they were throwing Molotov cocktails and burning, you know, everything to the ground, and they were saying that are mostly peaceful protests. It finally struck home.
Yeah, and I guess this is the most peaceful war that we're about to get into, huh? You know,
yeah, that's another crazy one. Hey, you know, before we go down that path, and well, we can go down any path, but you know, the Freedom Truckers convoy, the Canadian truckers. What do you think about that? Because it killed COVID. You know, they literally, they sacrificed their lives, right? The truckers went over and they caused a big stink in Canada, the way I see it. And, well, they now lost their trucks. They're in prison, their bank accounts. There's a lot of people that are paying for that. But governments around the world backed off and said, we're not going there. You know, we're not going there at all. And so we all benefited from there, or was that the plan, right, to usher in the new Russia-Ukraine war? You ever think about that? Because I see that as a big segue for, like, the new world order, right? You know, frustrating.
Well, I have some thoughts about it. I can't say 100%. I do know that they did have some success in some of the Canadian provinces, because as soon as that started happening, you know, some of the Canadian provinces started backing up and saying, yeah, we're going to drop our mandates and we're going to drop this stupid idea of a vaccine passport and all that. So I do think that they did have some success there. I was a little skeptical. I was a little bullish, as they say, on the movement, because initially I thought, you know, who is this going to hurt? It's not going to hurt Trudeau. His cupboards are going to be full. It's going to hurt middle class, you know, basically the working poor. But I do think once they started strangling international trade, I think that the establishment kind of flipped out a little bit, or a lot. And some of the truckers, they did get their rigs back. I don't know how many, but what, you know, to add insult to injury, they left the windows down and let the snow come in, and so their entire cabs was full of snow and moisture. And you know, it's the kind of thing that you see federal thugs do all the time, you know. And some of these people, like the organizers of the movement, are still in prison, you know. Right. And in prison for what? They didn't do anything other than organize a protest. And that's all it was a protest. And so
if I might add, you know, Darren, I mean, this is even good revolutions. The leaders of even a good revolution for the right purposes, they tend to realize that until the populace actually feels the pain, they are more than likely not to go along and realize what the situation actually is. So, I mean, even good revolutionists do things that bring dire circumstances upon the population, because until the population actually has some kind of pain inflicted on it, you know, economic or actual physical pain, whatever, you're not going to change their minds. They will continue to go along like lemmings until they actually feel something, some kind of impact. Even good revolutions and good revolutionaries have done this in the past, and they are doing it now, basically. I mean, it's until the people feel the pain, most of them don't want to be pulled out and realize what's going on.
Yeah, and what they've done really now is I think that they have made it to the point where they've awakened a sleeping giant is what they've done. And now they're trying to figure out how to deal with us. And that's why we're seeing so many totalitarian moves. We're seeing a lot of efforts to, you know, the censorship is just off the charts. That's one of the most, that's the thing that really strikes me the most. But what alarms me
is gone.
Yes, RT America shut down. As a matter of fact, they announced that on Thursday of this week, that RT America, and I don't know why they made that decision on their own, but they decided to shut down operations. They laid off, and I didn't realize how big of an operation they were.
Huge. Yes.
Yeah, they had multiple offices in the United States. And it's sad.
And they've got correspondence. They had correspondence worldwide. I mean, it's not just the offices they shut down here. It's like, I mean, all the cores. I mean, they had people across this planet that were. I mean, they actually did reporting. They were an actual news organization.
Right.
I didn't believe
right.
everything they presented. But
that's why.
They're what a news organization used to be.
You can't believe everything anybody presents. That's the point. And this is the thing I try to stress all the time to my audience is listen to all sides and then make up your mind, you know, based upon the documentation that you have available to you. We are in an information war right now. And if you're only getting one side of the story, you're not getting the whole story. So I always try, if there's a war in Iran, I go to Press TV. If there's something going on with Russia, I go to RT, Sputnik, TASS. I mean, any other information I can find from a Russian source. Oh, is it propaganda? Well, maybe. Probably. But you know what? At least I'm getting their side of the story. I'm not having to listen to the CIA spooks in the Operation Mockingbird media here in the West tell me everything I'm supposed to know and leaving out all the critical details. And that's exactly what we have going on with CNN, Fox. You know, I mean, you might get some information from some of the networks. Even One American News, I think they get the Russian story totally wrong. And you just have to be careful about believing what you're being told. And so as far as RT is concerned, though, I don't think RT is completely gone. It's just RT America. So I think the worldwide correspondent network that they have is probably still going to be in place. But they did have a huge operation here in the United States. In fact, I'm amazed that you can still go, as of last night anyway, you could still go to YouTube and go to RT's YouTube channel and see their RT feed going out live. Now, it's astounding to me that hasn't been shut down yet. But the website, RT.com, has been blocked. They've been having DNS issues. They've been under a DDoS attack. They've tried to get them to yank their certification with their, you know, their security certificate, so that you get a warning. You know, oh, it's a dangerous website. And you know, when you try to go there, and then you have to bypass it with your browser if you can. So, you, in order to do that,
Their Moscow bureau is still broadcasting.
Yes. As of last night, I was able to get a feed from RT, but they have laid off just their American staff, which I don't know. I don't think they were forced to do that. I don't know why they chose to do that. Maybe whoever's funding it in the Russian government decided it wasn't, you know, worth it anymore, because it has to be very expensive.
Because I've been watching RT for like 14 years. I mean, shortly after they started up, I found RT, and I've been watching that for like 14 years. You know, it's been one of the most reliable news sources overall that I've ever encountered.
Yeah, and they were banned by DirecTV. DirecTV yanked them off back a while ago, and I don't know if that was the beginning of the end. They decided it wasn't worth it anymore. Or what the case was. Maybe they saw the writing on the wall. You can still get Sputnik. That's the radio network. And so I don't know if they're going to pull the plug on that too, because that's Russian government funded as well. But the more choices you have, the better off you are. And I think that they'll still be broadcasting on the internet for as long as, you know, until they get blocked or something.
Darren, I'm not familiar with One American News's stance on the Russian thing. I've kind of been all, I don't want to hear you guys, right? Because y'all aren't looking at it correctly. And I was really impressed earlier on in the week when a friend of mine, he's a Foxer, he asked me a question, and I'm kind of curious as how you would answer this question. But I was so happy that he asked the question. He said, why would the Russians invade don't understand what's motivating them. Now, one side says, oh, they're trying to rebuild the Soviet Union. And the other side says, well, maybe it's more complicated than that. How would you respond to that? What are your thoughts?
It's really very simple. people here in the United States might remember the Cuban Missile Crisis when the Soviets were, you know, bringing weaponry into Cuba, building up something on our you know, a big military capability on our borders. And, you know, the United States government flipped out. We don't want, you know, no superpower wants a massive hostile military on its border. And that's exactly what NATO and the United States basically, NATO is the international army military that was built up, established basically to deal with the Soviet Union. Its purpose really is gone because the Soviet Union is gone.
You say Victoria Nuland?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And they've been using, they've been trying to use NATO, and they've been poking Russia in the eye for a long time. And this goes back into the 90s when Western capitalists, and I don't really, I keep calling them capitalists. I hate to call them capitalists because, honestly, I think they would rather have a totalitarian government in place. One of these people was Bill Browder. A lot of people don't know about Bill Browder. He was the grandson of Earl Browder, who was the head of the Communist Party USA. Now, I don't know, you know, Browder distances himself from that ideology. He's basically not his grandfather's Cadillac, so to speak. But I think a lot of these billionaires would rather have a totalitarian government because they, you know, rules kind of get in their way. They have to find their way around it. When, you know, if they can find totalitarians to pay off, it's a lot better for them, and they can operate a lot more freely. So what we would see as a bad thing, they see as a good thing, because corruption, they thrive in corruption. But anyway,
kind of like in this country, Darren, when they took the Smith-Mundt Act and said, "Oh, we're going to modernize it for you." Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they legalize what essentially is the Broadcast Board of Governors being able to turn propaganda inward. Yeah, and we're certainly witnessing that everywhere, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, it's highly frustrating. But my point was kind of that it was nice to have somebody asking the question, and I see I did tell him a little bit about Bill Browder and all the shenanigans that happened during the collapse of the Soviet Union, but it's also the revolution I see in Ukraine that went on, what is that, 2014, 2016, somewhere in there, the color takeover of the government, mm-hmm. and eventually it becomes the LGBTQ / corruption capital, just like the United States. Good mirror, right? Except it has a lot of racists inside of it. And, you know, everybody goes, they're Nazis, but I'm like, well, they have a swastika. I get that. Right. But I don't think they're National Socialists, but I might be wrong. I really don't follow those guys, but they definitely did have a group of people that are racial purists, you know, even that, I don't live there. I'm not part of that culture. I don't like that. But we seem to be able to overlook that because they're willing to fight the Russians. You know, it's like
they are neo Nazis, and they, you know, and they control basically the Zelensky. My understanding of the situation. I want to stress that I'm a student of this, like everybody else. You know, I don't put myself forth as an expert. I study it. And what I learn, I share. But my understanding of the situation over there is that Zelensky is a very weak president, and he basically is beholden to these extremists that have been put in place. And the United States government, as they always do, uses these extremists or extreme groups. We saw that in the Middle East with ISIS, you know, the Taliban. All these groups, you know, Biden pulled out of Afghanistan, Taliban's in power again. Well, we're right back where we started because the Taliban was in power before we ever invaded. So what did we accomplish? We accomplished killing off a lot of people on all sides. And that seems to be about it. spending a lot of
If I may real quick ahead. Here, once again, from a book by a guy named Barry Goldwater called With No Apologies, in a chapter called The Non-Elected Rulers. This is on page 278. One of the most poignant paragraphs that I've read a lot of books. This one really sticks in my mind. And this is from 1979, folks. I believe the Council on Foreign Relations and its ancillary elitist groups are indifferent to communism. They have no ideological anchors. In their pursuit of a new world order, they are prepared to deal without prejudice with a communist state, a socialist state, a democratic state, monarchy, oligarchy, it's all the same to them. The power structure that is behind the scenes, folks. This I want to sit down and read this whole chapter, because he goes on to talk about when a new president comes on board, there's a great turnover in personnel, but no change in policy. Talks about the Trilateral Commission, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, 1979, up until what, about 2004, 2005, if you even said Council on Foreign Relations, you were called a nut job. This is from 1979, yeah. Stating it plain fact.
Yep.
I don't know what to say to that, man. You know, it's all been out there for a long time.
We're in a lot of trouble,
we're gonna be coming up to the talk.
We've been in a lot of trouble.
Hour. And yeah, we are. And we can talk about that too next hour. For now, we're going to go through the top of the hour. We've got about a minute or so until we hit it. We've got Darren Weeks from Govern America, governamerica.com. You know, it's a fascinating thing about governamerica.com. There's another website that popped up, let's say, 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe we'll talk about that. And it's called Govern for America. It's a number 4. And always, makes me laugh.
That's not
when
us.
I see that.
That is not us.
That's not you. Yes. And they hate you. They despise you. They're maybe Darren knows his next-door neighbor a little bit better than I do. But I can do a search for Govern America on Google nowadays. And sometimes it comes up the wrong Govern America. It comes up Govern for America.
And Google hates us.
Google hates you.
I can tell you that. And Google hates
us. A badge of honor? A badge of
honor?
I guess
a badge. But I love the, I don't know, I don't love the hell out of them. But it's interesting to you and tries to pretend they're you. I wonder how many of their students, scholarship people, whatever they are, end up at governamerica.com. Hang on, hour 2 coming up. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Just didn't kill each other. Instead, they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.